USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Cuba's capital have stepped up patrols in the city a day after large protests against the country's ruling communist government. Marches were held in Havana and cities across the island as the country deals with its worst economic crisis in years amid the pandemic. President Biden said Monday that the U.S. stands with the Cuban people and their calls for freedom. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel blamed the unrest on economic hardships from long-standing U.S. embargoes against the regime. Monitors also reported that several social media sites were being blocked by the Cuban authorities after President Díaz-Canel blamed them for the organization of the protests. And President Biden met with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders Monday as a group of Democratic senators work on a massive spending package. Sanders told reporters after the meeting that the package would be larger than $3.5 trillion and could be pushed through Congress with a special budget reconciliation process that could see the bill approved without any Republican support. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden's campaign to go door-to-door in some areas of the country to deliver information on COVID vaccinations has received criticism from a number of state officials, calling the efforts attempts at coercion by the federal government. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he supports that effort to get more people vaccinated, but tells CBS News that it should be done by community leaders instead of government officials.
When we started with the vaccine implementation plan, there were large efforts like auditoriums or sports arenas filled with people getting vaccinated. When you get down to now a core lesser group, you've got to go one-on-one. And that's really what the president was talking about trying to get some of these advisors, not federal officials, but community people to go out there and try and convince people why it's so important for their own health, for that of their family, and for that of the community to go out and get vaccinated. We really need to get more people vaccinated because that's the solution.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
All New York City grade schoolers must continue to wear masks in the classroom, Mayor Bill de Blasio said on Monday. Despite the CDC's latest guidance that vaccinated students and teachers can go unmasked. This comes after CDC officials last Friday called for school districts to set policies to enable the full reopening of in-person facilities this fall. Regarding vaccines and pushing them on children, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
well, first of all, the science shows that there's less than a 1% chance of children spreading it from one to the other within school. And the science would say that if you're in a high-risk group and a teacher, that's who should get vaccinated. And Michael just said that. And listen, a new poll out, a survey from Harvard and Politico says that almost everyone agrees that teachers should be getting vaccinated. Teachers, not 10-year-olds. And what's the school going to look like? Let's look at this Orwellian picture, right? John goes to school and he turns 12 and suddenly the police are there. Are you vaccinated yet? You're 12 now. You're 12. That kind of environment is what John is talking about there. It's too much in your face. Do I think masks play a role? Yes. Do I think they should be offered to children? Yes. Should they be mandated? No.
Major League Baseball's All-Star festivities continue from Coors Field in Denver today. The Home Run Derby set to take place tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.